Remember, love is the answer. And we hope all of you lovers out there had a great Valentine's Day. Be well, everybody.
Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
Figure 8 is double 4. Figure 4 is half of 8. If you skate, you would be great. If you could make a figure 8. That's a circle that turns round upon itself.
Turn out or tune into the Back Bar Saturday, March 9th for WGXC's 8th anniversary. Coming soon to the Back Bar in Hudson and live on the radio at 90.7 FM. March 9th, WGXC turns 8.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, New York, 90.7 FM. Listeners reported. It's radio for open ears, open heart, open hands, and open mind. We give thanks again to you for supporting WGXC all through the years, and I hope that you stay with us.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sherry and Dave Bolivice of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. Greene County officials said February 19th, Sheriff Greg Seeley will soon move his office into the newly renovated office space at 370 Mansion Street in Coxsackie. The department will be headquartered at that location for 3 weeks while the county jail is being built. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the new space must be inspected by the state before the move can take place, but representatives of the State Commission of Corrections postponed their inspection of the space February 12th due to the snowstorm. A new date for the inspection has not been set. Chairman William Lunch is dismayed about the setback. He said, and I quote, "It's not happening as quickly as we hoped. Once we move, then we can tear down the old jail," end quote. The former jail on West Bridge Street in Coxsackie was closed April 20th after it was declared unsafe. The jail and existing sheriff's office will be demolished, and the historic carriage house on the property will remain intact. The sheriff's civil office is now located in the records room of the Greene County Office Building on Main Street in Catskill. A second civil office will be built with the new jail in Coxsackie, Seeley said. The sheriff's office is now working on establishing a new satellite office in the former Durham Elementary School on Route 145. The department already maintains satellites in Prattsville, Ashland, and New Baltimore. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey's reporting for the Daily Freeman. Some Ulster County lawmakers are pointing to a flaw in the county charter as a way to get around holding a special election for county executive to seat someone for just a few months. They are questioning the wisdom of spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a special vote just 7 months before the general election. The executive will be elected to a 4-year term in November. County Legislature Chairwoman Tracy Bartels says the legislature will hold a special session next week to vote on setting the special election for April 30th. But Doxey reports there appears to be more than enough opposition among lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to put the fate of that resolution and the special election itself in doubt. Several legislators in both parties said that because there is no clear language in the charter that makes the legislature responsible for calling the special election, and because it appears the Republicans will not field a candidate, they should forego the April vote. Legislature Minority Leader Ken Ronk said Acting County Executive Adele Ryder should be allowed to remain in the position through the end of 2019, with the person who is elected in November taking over on January 1, 2020. The Elsa County Democratic Committee met February 20th and chose former Democratic congressional candidate Pat Ryan as its candidate. Ryan of Gardiner defeated fellow Democrat Patrice Courtney Strong at the convention held in Kingston. Ryan's name will appear on the Democratic line in the special election if it occurs, to be the party's nominee for the Democratic line in the November general election. Republicans are scheduled to hold their convention Saturday, February 23rd. Ronk said the Democratic candidate will likely be unopposed in the special election. Read both stories in the Daily Freeman. Daily Freeman is reporting Columbia Green Community College will offer evening enrollment hours for coming semesters on Mondays and Wednesdays through May 13th. The Dean of Students' Office will be open on Mondays until 6:30 p.m. In addition, college admission counselors will be available to the public on Wednesdays until 6:30 p.m. During those hours, school representatives will be present to assist students with the application process and other admissions-related issues. Times Union is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, February 20th, announced $2.3 million in infrastructure funding for 31 airports statewide, including four in the Capital Region. In Columbia County, $510,000 in state funds will be used to build a new airport fueling facility. The Albany International Airport will install a $1.4 million photovoltaic solar array, and Schenectady County Airport will use its $1 million award for a new aircraft hangar. Saratoga County received $709,000 to build a storage building for snow removal equipment. The projects are funded through the Governor's State Aviation Capital Grant Program Initiative and complement the Upstate Airport Economic Development and Revitalization Competition, which awarded $200 million to modernize airports upstate. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a partly sunny Friday afternoon with a temperature high near 42 degrees and a northwest wind at around 8 miles an hour. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a low around 21 degrees. Your forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 43 degrees, a chance of rain and snow before 10 p.m. on Saturday night, then a chance of rain, snow, and sleet between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., and then rain thereafter. The temperature low for Saturday night will be around 34 degrees. And on Sunday, rain mainly before 1 p.m. with a temperature high near 51 degrees. Chance of rain before 1 a.m. on Sunday night, then a slight chance of snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy Sunday night with a temperature low of 30 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:42 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:35 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 46 seconds more than yesterday. So there you have your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. For local news reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
We'll be right back. kanam ginesetu. Banyane wariche. Jekta. Taru taru panel ni setu mo kataru taru bawe susetu je
That was legendary jazz bassist William Parker with Mola Cilia and Cooper Moore. The song's called Tour of the Flying Poem from the Voices Fall from the Sky 2018 album. Here's Roy Campbell Jr., Daniel Carter, drummer Rashid Barker, and bassist William Parker, song Dewey's Banquet from the Vision Festival 1997, the Alm Fidelity recording. Thank you.
Thank you. That was on reeds Roy Campbell and Daniel Carter, on drums Rashid Barker, and on bass William Parker. The song is called Dewey's Banquet, and it was recorded at the Vision Festival in 1997 on an On Fidelity CD of that festival.